Turning the corner of the masonry-walled factory, Audrey Hardwick kept her back against the cold bricks, saying a silent prayer that she had correctly located the kidnapper's hideout. The mayor's daughter, Miss Cecily Sharp, had been kidnapped a few days ago, and the Cincinnati Police Department had left no stone unturned attempting to rescue her, even calling in the female agent to help solve the case. Not that she didn't have experience. She had solved many cases over the years for the police department, but always with the assumption that her role was never to be discovered. She could only imagine the shock if the public found out a woman was being consulted on criminal investigations. Treading lightly, she walked down the darkened alleyway, half expecting to hear shouting at any moment. Audrey was relieved to hear only silence and the sound of dripping water in the distance. If her research was correct, then she was breaking into a small office in the back of the abandoned fish factory. Ahead, a rectangular window with a stone lintel offered minimal light. With any luck, Cecily would be on the other side of the wall. Unfortunately, as she approached the window, she could see it was so incredibly filthy that she wouldn't be able to see through it. Instead, she attempted to pry it open, but it wouldn't budge. She removed a knife from the pocket of her trousers and slid its tip between the frame and the window opening. As she suspected, it wasn't locked, but the wood was swollen from the damp air. She pulled and pushed and wriggled the knife along the window frame until she felt it move a little. Smiling to herself, she pushed the window until it finally slid up. She propelled herself upwards and rested her body on the sill, grateful for her decision to wear men's clothing. She peered into the darkened room and saw a candle flickering in one corner. She could hear muffled sobbing. As she pulled herself through, she angled her body and dropped down, landing softly on her feet. Keeping her hand on the derringer tucked into the waistband of her trousers, Audrey whispered, "Cecily?" The sobbing stopped. "Cecily, are you in here?" A blonde girl, about 8 years old, rose from her huddled position in the corner. Her hair was matted to her face, and her once white dress was covered in dirt and grime. She started to open her mouth, but Audrey put a finger to her lips. The girl nodded in response. Waving her over, Audrey leaned close to her ear and said, "I am here to take you home, but you need to do everything that I say. Understand?" Cecily nodded and was wise enough not to say anything. Audrey grabbed a crate leaning against the wall and placed it under the window. Fortunately, she was tall for a woman at almost 5'8", so she didn't need the extra boost, but Cecily would. Pointing to herself, then toward the window, Audrey indicated that she would go first and help Cecily on the other side. After Audrey was through, she turned and saw Cecily standing on the crate, preparing to exit the window. She jumped onto the sill, which caused the wooden crate to topple over, creating a loud, disastrous crash. Audrey yanked Cecily through the opening and started running out of the alleyway, keeping the girl's hand in hers. The shouts from the men behind them had Audrey increasing her pace. Audrey had anticipated this might happen. She was a meticulous planner and always prepared for possible scenarios.